Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee and Liz Ortiz. Liz, I saw you in the queue and then you dropped out, so I do apologize for that. Hold on one moment. Hello, Liz, are you there? Hello? Liz? Okay, she might join in with us in a moment. I do apologize. I was on mute and didn't even realize it. So what is going to happen today is we're taking callers with a single question in their lives about any topic they choose, and we're going to ask you to do one-part questions only, please. We're also going to go ahead and, before starting the show, do St. Michael's prayer for protection. Once more, this is a prayer for St. Michael for protection. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust in hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. All right, now let's try this one more time. Hello, Liz. Are you live? Are you with us? Oh, it looks like I have 2 6 4 6s. Okay.
Hi, do you
hear
me?
Hello, Liz. Are you there?
Hi, honey.
Okay, now
yes,
I can.
Yes, I'm alive.
Hi.
That,
yeah, I've got
talk
two
just...
numbers on here for you. So let me...
Oh, weird.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, it doubled up your number in the queue. All right,
yeah,
so
we're
good now.
It kept throwing me off. Anyway, we're back. We're here. We're together. And
yeah.
I made it just in time to hear that wonderful prayer, so thank you for that, and I'm looking forward to taking calls, and I know that you explained the procedure, and let's help
Wonderful.
Some people.
All right, sounds good to me. All right, let's go ahead and now take our first caller, but before we do, please don't forget that services, spiritual psychic readings provided privately are also available through my website at howpsychic.com, and Liz's services are available through her direction. Liz, would you like to do your plug-in?
Yeah, absolutely. So life coaching, clairvoyance, mediumship readings. You'll see from the show how Adam and I have very different yet complementary styles, and really kind of encompass the spectrum of what people may need. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to find out more about a private reading or session, please send an email to loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com. And also, I invite you to listen tomorrow morning, Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time, for the Some of You show, which is co-hosted with Elisa Baglin, who's an amazing intuitive numerologist, and myself. So there are my plugs.
Wonderful. Thank you, Liz. We've also had Elisa on the show here, I think, once or twice before. So she was a special guest with us at one point. as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So, and the Some of You show, guys, is an awesome show. You get a little bit of this, you get a little bit of that. It's a wonderful show. You guys should really call in and listen to it.
Thank you.
All right. So our first caller today is going to be, make sure I get, the longest one. Okay, so first caller is going to be 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York. My question is about my current work situation. I wanted to know if you guys see any problems there, if you see me being safe there, or if I'm going to, something's going to happen, if I'm going to leave there or anything like that coming up, or like what's going on with my work situation.
Okay, wonderful, and thank you for calling in today. I'm going to go ahead and tune in, and if, Liz, you get anything, you can jump in anytime.
Yeah, now what's interesting is that, first of all, I want to ask for permission to connect to your energy. I know we have it, but I always kind of do that as a courtesy. Now, I know you're asking about work, but what was coming in from when you said hello, and I don't know if this is connected to work or whatever, because I'm just the chick who reads the energy. I get messages, but I'm getting like bronchial, respiratory, I don't know, severe allergies, asthma, I don't know. I'm getting, is that resonating for you, some sort of like bronchial lung allergic situation?
Well, I don't have any issues from that from work. Is that what you mean? Or do people that come to the job have that? Is that what you mean?
I don't know. I get pictures and images, and then you have to tell me where that lands in your life. I know you asked about work.
Mm-hmm.
Source is going to guide me to the energy. Mm-hmm. So you have to help me.
Okay, people come there that are sick.
Oh, there you go. Okay, good.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Sense.
Okay, because I'm not crazy,
okay.
Girl. Okay, good. Good. So now that's interesting. Also, I felt that you were asking your question very rapidly. So just for the energy of that, it's like, girl, slow down.
I was walking while I was asking it.
No, girl, I live in New York. I get it. I live in Manhattan. So we walk fast and we do stuff and whatever. But that's just something that I'm getting the message to say that to you as well. The second that I was feeling like the details of a bronchial or an ailment or something related, that's the core of your work situation. And if I got that so strongly, that tells me that maybe there's a part of you that wants to leave there, but you're afraid to, and it makes sense, because you want to be a responsible adult, but maybe it's admitting to yourself. It's not about something happening so much at the job, but maybe something happening inside of you that you feel like maybe you don't want to be around the energy of the people that are there, meaning the patients coming in. I'm not sure, but that's what it feels like to me. I'm going to turn this over to Adam and keep connecting, see if anything else comes in. But thank you for confirming that, because I felt that very strongly.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Liz. Yeah, so right on that one, the first thing that I was getting was this feeling of being trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling as if you're sensing or you're feeling that you're trapped there. Now, that can also bring about these feelings energetically of not being able to breathe or having some kind of infection within the lungs. But Liz also clarified that through you, that you have people that are sick that come there, okay? Now, what I'm feeling here is that there is a need for a shift, okay? Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be leaving where you are, but it does mean that could be an option. I'm feeling like this year now going forward is a year of growth and a year of spiritual awakening for you. And I'm feeling that the way things are done within the workplace where you are right now, the career place, whatever you want to call it, it's not going to your liking. And from what I can feel here, it's not going to ever fully change. The way people are doing things, the way that your coworkers are handling things, that is not going to change. What can change is the way you allow it to affect you, okay? And I'm feeling there's something out there that's something bigger and better that you're supposed to be applying yourself to building right now, something that you're supposed to be going out and doing to help other people and making a career of it. However, it is not something that you're able to just jump right into right away. Usually we're the first person to encourage you to take a leap of faith and to go out and do that sort of thing. At this point, it is not that time for you. Right now, you're meant to stay there and work on building this other thing, this passion of yours, into a business and creating it. And then once you've got it into a kind of structure is when you're going to take that leap of faith and leave the current position where you are. I do feel that where you are will improve a little bit over the next month, but it's never going to be exactly what you want it to be.
Okay, yeah. Since where I am, I'm going into my second month, and there was a, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
You said you just started, did you cut out, did you say that you were starting the second month, you just started working there, is that what you said? Hello?
Hello?
I think maybe her call dropped. Interesting.
Interesting, we're following
the rules, one question, but you know, it's interesting, I don't know if she's still listening, but I got, while you were talking to Tanika, I also wrote down the word hair, because that came in, so I'm very curious if that's something that means something to her, or the direction or world she wants to gravitate toward, but that came in as well, so Tanika, if you get that, then that's cool.
Okay, Tanika, are you there? Can you hear us? Nope, she's dropped off.
I think it dropped. Okay. All right,
that's
so let's move on.
Well, that's okay, because I will explain this. In my culture as a gypsy, we believe that hair is a symbol of power. And we try, like traditionally, now a lot of new modern gypsies are out there, and they'll cut their hair and they'll spike it or they'll do whatever with it, okay? They don't even dye it. But in old-time gypsy culture, we believed if you cut your hair, you're cutting away your power. And now hair could be a symbol of her taking into her own hand her own power.
Right. Is that why you have such long, luxurious hair?
Yes, because I only try and cut it once a year. We're only really allowed to cut it once a year.
Oh, my God.
According to tradition, anyway.
Well, who knew? But for those of you that don't know Adam in person, the way that I know him, although I'm in New York and he's in Atlanta, we have met a couple of times, and he has long hair. And I thought, it's, you know, Jesus realness. But no, there's a reason for it. Okay. I thought you just wanted to look like Jesus. Okay.
Well,
that's great. Well, of course. Well, you know, why not but shoot for the top? Anyway, that's funny.
Sounds good.
So if there's anybody waiting,
let's
take the next call. I know, right?
Yeah, let's go for it. We've got a few here in the queue.
All right. Cool.
Now, the next caller is 352.
I'm writing down the numbers, Adam, so you don't have to worry about
wonderful.
Repeating.
Thank you.
Okay, what's the next one?
Thank you. Next one is 352-317. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm in Florida, and I was wondering if you can tell me when you see the situation getting resolved that's pending with my former employer. I'm waiting on a settlement, and they have been dragging their feet.
Of course.
Okay, good question. May we have permission to connect into your energy today?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, it's interesting because, again, like Tanika, you know, someone can ask the question, we connect to the energy, and I'll just get a picture that has nothing to do with the question. So here we go again. Is the name Cindy?
Yes.
Okay. Why, I wrote down the word smoking. Does that, forget about the question, but where does that land when I say that, smoking?
I don't have any idea.
Okay, let's clarify this a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who smokes around you?
Nobody.
Who smokes around you?
She says nobody. Did anybody, growing up, is there anybody who's passed that used to smoke?
Yes.
Who is that?
Well, several people. Both of my grandfathers used to smoke. My dad smoked for a time and then
Is your father passed?
Yes.
Your father's passed, right?
Yeah, your father.
I was getting that it's your father.
Okay. Nice.
Let me ask you this. What kind of relationship did you have with your father when he was still around?
Different times it was different. for years I didn't speak with him, and then at the end there I spent quite a bit of time with him and was actually with him and holding him when he passed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling that it was an intense journey, because what's coming in, Cindy, is that in the way that your relationship resolved itself and healed itself with your father, which wasn't a direct straight line, because what is, and it wasn't, you know, smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a correlation with the situation, with this settlement, that is connected to that dynamic that you had with your father. So ask your father for help.
I know where it is.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Adam. Go.
Okay.
So now what happens here in life is sometimes we have patterns that repeat themselves, and they can infiltrate other areas where they're really not directly related at all. These patterns are what we call karmic transference, okay? And I'm sensing and I'm feeling, now I'll get to your main question here, but before we do, I am definitely sensing that there was a repetitive pattern within your family of, I wouldn't call it failure, but I would definitely say that every time anybody got close to having a sort of success and peace amongst the family, it would just fall apart. It wouldn't stick. It wouldn't stay. You would get very close, but then it would fall apart. Now, I feel like in your life, you may have gotten a lot closer than other members of your family. But what we're looking at is an energy transference, a karmic transference from your parents to you. And this has also created other issues within your life, not just this one thing with the settlement, but other issues within your life. One thing that's happening right now is your father is coming up and he's trying to tell you, look, we have something wrong with the family and we were all kind of a little crazy. And he's being honest about it. And he wants to apologize to you right now for the troubles that you two had in life and the struggles he put you through in some ways. While some may have been greater than others, and, you know, sometimes we could experience things that are what we think are very little but are also very traumatic. He wants you to know that he's on the other side, he's okay, and he's looking after you. And he's trying to help you with this situation, with this case, because he agrees with you. It's not something that should have been carried out this long. And it should have been, you know, not anything that really happened in this way. Now, what I do want to tell you is that the case will not be carried out for too much longer. I'm actually getting April, and I'm seeing it settling. somewhere at April 1st. Okay, that could be like April 1st, April 2nd, but it's really coming up as April 1st. So I'm going to share that with you today. But energy transference, karmic transference is a big deal because that affects many areas of our lives. It's also a symbol that there are things that were traumatic in your life that you need to still heal, and you may have pushed them away consciously, but subconsciously they're still there. Okay, so you can do this through a thing called epigenetic healing. You can do this through meditation. But really what you're going to want to do is seek professional help to clear out and to help you heal, but to clear out that karmic transference that's there. Okay?
Okay. Thank
Look
you.
What happens. You call
so
to find out about a case and you're finding about epigenetics. Hello?
Right.
Just trying to find out about the job. Well,
right.
I hope this was helpful. I hope this was helpful to you, sweetheart.
Yes, very much. Thank you.
All right, wonderful.
I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Insight. Both of you, thank you.
Yay.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We're like peanut butter and jelly.
You too.
Thank you. Yes, yes, we really are, Liz. Oh, hold on. I paused the wrong one. Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Liz, you back on?
I'm here, baby.
Liz?
Yeah,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Sorry. I can hear you. I just paused
okay.
the wrong number
okay.
here. I'm thinking she was at the top. You moved to the top, so I don't have to worry about it now.
Okay, cool.
All right. We put you back on hold there. Our next caller brought on is 201-864. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Rose calling from Jersey. And my question is, I've been applying for many jobs because I'm on a temp assignment now, and it's going to be ending. So I've been trying to find a new job. What do you see for me with regards to that, please?
Yeah, I was waiting on you. I was waiting on you. May we have permission to tap into your energy today?
Of course. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, listen.
Wonderful.
I lived through the tunnel over the bridge. So I got to say, yo, Jersey Rose. Okay. Anyway, let me get
go.
So,
Liz, go.
Yeah, Jersey Rose is on the line. So,
all right.
Again,
before I let you go, Liz, I'm going to go ahead and tell her getting March 25th through the 27th, okay? March 25th through the 27th. Now, you have been having some dreams, okay? You're not trusting your dreams right now, but you really do need to look at your dreams. Maybe look up the interpretations if you got a dream book. If not, go through Google, look it up, or call one of us, because you are an intuitive. Accept it or not, you are. And the Lord, God, whatever you want to call it, the highest power that is trying to send you messages and trying to help you listen to your gut instinct right now, okay?
Okay.
She's like, I just called
okay.
to find out about the job. So, Rose, what I was getting very quickly, and I'm glad Adam gave you specific dates. So he did answer your question. So look out for those dates in March. But what's very interesting is I get energetic visuals. I get images. And I got the energetic image of floor-to-ceiling windows looking out mm-hmm. into a lot of greenery. And then I also wrote down the word church. So I don't – does any of that resonate with you?
A church?
Like a rural kind of environment, floor-to-ceiling windows, maybe a church.
Okay. Where I'll be working?
No. I'm going to say this again. When I connect to people's energies, pictures come in. So just because you ask us a question about a specific issue in your life, source is going to give me the messages to bring up, the images to bring up. So does that environment remind you of a place that you were in before or that you've been to?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on to that. There's something. Go ahead. I don't know if you pick up anything from that, but that's a very clear picture.
There is definitely something to this, and I feel it may be a place that she's going to be where she's going to have a very big wake-up spiritual moment, and it's going to be an environment that's going to be very healthy and very beneficial for her. I believe it will be a church or a temple of some sort. But it's not really related to the work situation, okay? It's related to her path and her life's purpose. So that's going to be the time where she sees her life's purpose is when she's there. And I'm getting a big field as you were explaining it. It's like a big field that it looks out into. And there's definitely flowers and all sorts
it's
of
green.
Nice, pretty things and creatures.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's
very green.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's
there. And go ahead.
Yeah, it's there, and it's going to be a very good time for you. I don't know if you're planning on going anywhere, maybe a spiritual retreat, a vacation, something to that effect. But just keep this in mind. Keep this vision in your head, because when it happens, you'll say, oh, my God, now I know what that crazy lady and crazy guy on that show were telling me about.
Okay. But
so,
really quick, those dates you gave me, what are they? They're dates that I'll be working, find a new job.
These are dates that you're going to acquire work, a job, but it's not just going to be a job. It's going to be kind of a career, okay? So it's going to be paying you very well. It's going to be a great work environment. You're going to have good coworkers. Of course, there's always one that's a kind of crazy person in there that you can't really get along with. But that's not something you really need to worry about, okay?
No, there's always one.
Thank you. My last day, just so you know it, my temp job is the 23rd. So the 25th, through the 27th, that would be the following week that I
that would be perfect.
Adam does not mess around. One last thing that I want to say to you, Jersey Rose, is that you know, you're talking about work, right? Now remember, Adam was talking about life's purpose. Life's purpose, another word for life's purpose could be vocation. Another word for vocation can be work. So remember, there are different definitions of the word work. There's a vocation, there's a job to pay the bills. Do you follow what I'm saying? So be open. Even though you're talking about the job, be open, because Source might say, well, this is work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, Adam and I, we're talking to the listeners. Guess what? Adam and I are working because this is our vocation. You follow what I'm trying to say?
It sounds like it's better than just a paycheck, that it's going to be a really good job for me. Thank you both so much.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So we're not going to be about the job. We're going to be about work.
Good.
The work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Jersey
Rose. Bye.
Bye. Mm-mm. All right. We have a special caller here. Let's bring her on here. 404-452-5486. You are live and on air. Hello, Lolita.
You're not supposed to say my whole number in.
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you write that down, people? Okay.
I know, right? I can see people like prank calling me and stuff. Like, oh my Lord.
At least you didn't give out your address.
I
did
that
morning.
They gonna just look me up. So I will
yes.
What's going on, you guys? I had a message for that young lady. I was got my
for
angel
Rose?
Deck out.
She looks like she's already gone. Well, maybe. Well, go ahead and share it with us, and she might listen in.
No, I already kind of shuffled the cards after you hung up with her. I was like, okay. It's all good. I'm on if anyone, after you're done reading them, to put me on, I'll give an angel message reading while you're talking to them.
Okay.
Well,
awesome.
I would like a question answered, please.
Okay.
When
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I wanted to sound like a caller.
Oh,
but,
I'm like, oh, look, God, Lolita, I thought we were friends. You're like,
right.
No.
Oh, she's just playing with us.
No, no, no.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just terminated my program for TurboTax. And
wonderful.
I felt good. Well, I was taking another program because Comcast decreased my hours for the last 3 months. And I was, like, going through it. And so I picked up another program. And I finished it. And then I haven't even serviced yet with them but 3 days. And I haven't, I don't know, just not feeling it. So I've been, it's been weighing back and forth on me. So I finally just decided to terminate it. So I did it.
Good.
Just
good.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, you got to go with how you feel. And if that's what you're feeling,
you
then you got to trust that. You have to trust that. So good for you. How do you feel now?
Less obligation.
Yeah, I mean, like a little bit of a weight is off of your shoulders. So it's good. Put yourself first.
Do you see a better opportunity coming my way? I've been applying for full-time work or a job that's going to let me work from here.
That is not the path right now.
Right.
The path is for you to embrace the Comcast and the store at the moment. And the store is getting to a point where it's going to be popping off, and you're going to need more than just one person in there at a time.
Right. Right. This is kind of like the last chapter, so to speak, or the last phase of the extreme ups and downs, where it's always feast or famine, or that's what it's been from the beginning. That's coming to an end where it's going to be less extreme and more consistent, and that's what you need. So I would say, yes, apply and do all that because that's the energy of intention, right? But you don't want to paint yourself into a corner. So when you are thinking about these opportunities that you're pursuing, because, look, you are a business owner, and I am too, and we have to have our side hustles. I completely respect and understand that because I live that in my life as well. But articulate it in your energy as supplemental income, to supplement my dream, to supplement my business, to supplement my lifestyle. Do you see how that kind of shifts the vibration a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
So I would just reset the compass a little bit. You know, like, yes, it's for the abundance and for the income to come in, but to supplement, your dreams are worth supplementing is the message I have for you.
Okay.
Supplementing
that's
and supporting.
Perfect.
Okay? Good.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. That's more honoring,
of course,
too.
Girl. Yeah, you have to honor yourself.
Wonderful.
All
of
right.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right. I love you, love you. So if anybody wants
that
an angel reading, we have Lolita here. So now we're having a three-way. Okay.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound right, Liz.
Well, that's why I said it.
Blushy, blushy.
Blushy, blushy.
All right. Now I got to brainwash myself afterwards. All right.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, I just said 404, which was Lolita. Let's keep going.
Yeah, we've got 404. All right, next caller is 347-463. Hello, caller.
Okay,
you are live
actually,
and on here.
We already had that. We have it already.
I got cut off before. I didn't get to hear the rest of what you guys were telling me about me worried about my job and stuff that have been going on there.
Oh, cut off because we – oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Adam, do you remember what we said? Because we had like four callers after.
Yeah, we've gone past that now. I do apologize. But we did say a little bit more about it, and the show has been recorded during this time. You could always go back to the show page afterwards and listen to the recording, okay?
Because we did address it, but what happens is I think Adam probably does too. I can't speak for him, but I know when I'm giving readings, I go into an altered state. So I can't remember what I said about your particular question, but Adam and I both addressed it. So, yeah, I think that's a good idea, Adam. Download the show and just listen to the part that you hear us answer your fully answer your question, because we did address it.
Okay. Do you know if you guys have said anything as far as if I'm in danger of losing it now because of a certain supervisor there or anything like that?
We haven't really covered that, but just go back through the show and listen, download it and listen to what is there, because whatever it was, it's the message you needed at that time. Okay?
Right.
Can
so
I,
that might give you clarity with what you're saying. Oh, Lolita, jump in.
Can I ask her what the question was? Because I didn't hear her in the beginning.
Yeah.
Maybe I can help you.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask the question, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was. I was worried about if my job, if I'm going to be there for a long time, if I'm in danger of losing it because of some things that have been happening and a particular supervisor there that I think might be out for me. I'm not sure. So now I'm just unsure about the job. I just started there. This is, like, going on to my second month. And I'm just wondering, like, what is going to happen
with
me, like, what the feeling is.
I remember
okay,
now.
So where is the fear? Where is your fear stemming from? Why I'm gonna go life coaching on you, no message on you. So where is the fear starting from, creating from? Because there's such anxiety in your voice.
It's from me still learning and some mistakes I've made, but I'm really trying hard and I'm still learning some things, but it seems to be a supervisor that has gotten frustrated, and she kind of shown her anger towards me, and I kind of had to stand up for myself, and I don't really know how, like, the job feels about me and how much power she might have and if I'm going to be there for a long time, because I'm just kind of, like, uncomfortable there now after a certain few encounters with her, and I'm fairly new there, so I'm just wondering if I'm going to last there or not.
Okay, so I want you to relinquish that thought pattern. Because that thought pattern right now, you're operating in the form of ego. And ego is fear. You're trying to control the whole situation. You have given your power to your boss and to the environment, and you forgot to wheel your own power in. If you know your self-worth, then you will not fear on what happens at this job. Remember, careers are all about alignment. So you have attracted this job at a certain alignment, and you're supposed to learn from there. You're supposed to be in grace and gratitude from there.
Mm-hmm.
How people perceive you is not your worry at all. You're a mirror for them on what they're going through. So always remember that you're going to be your mirror for everybody in your world and your life, even your children, your animals, whatever. So if you feel as though as this boss has nothing, is out for you, the best and powerful thing that you can do while you're there, because you have to show the universe what life lessons you're learning at this present moment, is to send him love back. Because the only powerful thing that goes on is love. And when you send love from your heart chakra to his, nothing can overcome that. You have to relinquish that fear, and you have to be in surrender mode. You don't control your time, how long you're going to be in a certain job at all. You don't control your time if you're in a marriage. That's all belief systems that man-made has created, and you're following that pattern. You're not looking at your situation in the form of life lessons at all. You're not honoring your path because you're living in the place of fear. So I need you to relinquish that and just sit back and just trust that the universe has you at this present moment, because that's where you're supposed to be at. And then wherever you're supposed to be at next is where you're going to be at. But until then, just sit back and just be in a place of grace and gratitude and mirror. So if you feel some type of new energy while you're sitting at your desk or having conversations, you need to go back and do an inner child guided meditation. Because those feelings that are coming up within you is because you haven't honored that little person within you. You haven't talked to that person. You haven't done your own healing. So when people don't do their own healing work, you create situations that are actually a mirror of who you are. So now you know this. Now it's in the air. Yeah. It's time to relinquish that and start journaling and start doing your inner child guided meditation and just trusting the universe is going to guide you. That is more powerful. What you're doing is you're trying to control it, and that doesn't work because the universe will put you on your ass so quick you won't even realize that. So sit back and just trust.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean,
Yep.
And I'll give you your three messages that you have here, too, from the angels. You have Angel Opal. She says that your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well cared for by God and the angels. You have Archangel Serena. I am the angel of abundance. You will receive the money that you need, and God is in charge of how that will happen. Have faith. Archangel Shanti, I am the angel of peace. I bring you new tranquility and a smoother road ahead. You have to go and trust. You have to trust. Because right now you can be your worst enemy the way you're thinking right now. Like when you get off this phone call, I just really need you to like to cleanse, put some incense around you and just put the white light and just know that today is a new day. You have a full moon coming. So use the full moon energy and release everything that you're going through and honor that, because the mother moon is here to serve you, not for you to serve her. It's an equal exchange. So utilize the energies that are here for you and move forward and wake up with your head up high tomorrow morning and your feet grounded to the center of core of Gaia, and you keep it moving and you trust and you operate from your heart center. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of the show so I can go back and listen to it? I think I lost it in my email.
Yeah, the name of this show is Psychic Talk Radio at Prime Time. Once more, that's Psychic Talk Radio at Prime Time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can just go back and download it. Thank you for calling back in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, cool.
All right. And once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and you are listening to Liz, Lolita, and myself, Reverend Adam. Our next caller now is 865-888. Hello, caller. You are live and on
Hi.
Air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question. Hello.
Hi, this is Lynn, and currently I am in California. And my question is, Reverend Adam, I know that you do dates and all of that. I wanted to ask, do you have a date? Do you see or feel a date that I will be relocating from California to Tennessee? Do you see a time period for that?
I understand the question. And one thing that we need to first ask you, do we have permission to access your energy?
Yes, you do.
Great. Thank you. So one thing I will tell you is I only give dates when I am supposed to, when spirit has moved me and given me specific dates. It's not a bad thing to ask for them, but you know, what happens here is a person becomes too attached to a specific date. People become too attached to a specific time. And they forget that the universe and the energy can change in a heartbeat. I mean, literally. So remember that what the message for to you today on your move is that it is going to happen at the most divine timing and the most divine alignment. And you're going to know and you're going to feel when it is supposed to happen. Now, I know you're kind of tired. You're like, hey, I wanted this, you know, 2 years ago. But it is
That's right. It was 2 years.
Yes. Okay. Because you know it wasn't ready yet. It's still not quite ready yet. Okay, there's still something that you're there to learn and you haven't been listening to it. You've been trying to escape it, okay?
Okay.
So if you listen to it and you learn the good and the bad that is with it, you'll learn its lesson. And then that's when the move will open up for you.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that I just want to add to that, which has nothing to do with anything, except just pictures come in, but we connect to people's energy. I wrote down the word cat. Does that resonate with you?
Like C-A-T, cat?
C-A-T, uh-huh.
Somebody said something to me a couple of days ago about a cat.
Okay, what was that? Okay, so what do you remember that conversation?
Well, someone said something about to be looking at, well, they said, do I have a relationship with a cat? And I said, well, I love all animals, but really what's funny is, like, whenever, like, cats are, like, around me or they're, like, walking or down the, you know, in my area, and they would just stop, like, in their tracks and just look straight ahead at me, and I kind of play with them, and I stop, and I look at them. But this person says something about a white cat, and I don't have any cats, but some years ago, I always, you know, I kind of planned on getting a cat, and then I didn't. I thought about dogs, but I don't have any.
Well, that's very specific, so that's good. So maybe that's something that will happen part of your move, like when you have relocated.
Oh, okay.
So just be open to that, because that came in. And I would also just go on Google and get the significance of the spiritual totem of cat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
obviously,
okay.
Obviously there's a message. There's a message for you to be getting from that, because it's very specific.
Yeah. Now, cats are also the guardians of the afterlife. And what they do is they will come in and they will take spirits and bad things that do not belong there. And they'll kind of say, hey, what are you doing here? You got to get back over to the other side. Now, that's when a spirit doesn't really have a purpose in this world anymore. And they're there and they're trying to do some harm, or they're lingering around for no good reason, like loitering spirits, okay? But cats, as a totem in Native American culture, you're going to be looking at the lion, okay? So look up the totem of cats,
the lion.
Oh, gosh.
I've been going a lot with lions lately.
Oh, I have a social media,
and, oh, my gosh, I have been – a lot has with lions. I've got like about three or four, and it's like
stop
lion
it.
Images.
Stop.
And I'm like,
oh
my
God.
Yeah.
So,
well, the white lion is your animal totem.
Clearly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Lolita, your turn.
Hey, I'm back. I'm
hi.
Sorry. Didn't get, hi, Anne. What's your
hi.
Name?
Hi, Lolita. My name is Lynn, L-I-N.
Okay, Lynn, give me one moment here.
Okay.
Okay, so the card that I pulled out for you today was Mystique, and the Mystique's message is, keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer. Expect miraculous solutions to appear. The next
awesome.
One is Archangel Ganya. I bring a message from your deceased loved one. I am happy, at peace, and I love you very much. Please do not worry about me. And your third message is from Archangel Gabriel. You have an important life purpose involving communication and the arts. Please don't allow insecurities to hold you back. I will help you.
Beautiful.
I hope that resonates with you.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much, because I've been saying for a couple of days, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. Yes.
Awesome.
I've been literally saying that. So, yes. Thank
very,
you so
very
much.
Good. You're very welcome. All right.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Make sure you look up the symbolism of the white lion. So that's your homework.
I will.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Yes,
blessings.
Thank you. Blessings. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was amazing.
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Right
honey.
On with that one, Lowy. All
thank
right.
You.
Next caller today is 412-421. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Hello,
and my
Keisha.
Question,
may we have permission to tap into your energy today?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead with your question.
Well, my daughter, she was just hurt. A car actually hit her. Do you see me getting receiving the end result that I should, like the compensation, because the guy tried to keep going or something like that?
Yeah. See, I know this one already. You're going to get compensation. It's going to be close to what you should be getting, but it's not going to be the full amount. You know, these people, they are no good in this industry. And, you know, the people that are at fault here, the people handling the people that are at fault, this is, you know, they're going to try and be slick, and they're going to try and be low and underhanded. And to be honest with you, this isn't by chance, okay? This is not by accident that this has happened. It may be an accident in this reality, but on the other side, this energy was in motion that created this, and this was not a very good energy.
Okay. So, like, you know, what happened to my daughter, that was created?
Yeah, it was created. It wasn't a full accident. Like, you're feeling and you're seeing it as an accident in this world because that's the way it appears. Okay, but there was a negative energy that transferred to you and then to your child, unfortunately. And this negative energy came from a very specific place. Somebody had done this to you.
Adam?
Yes.
What?
Adam, I want to just say, while Keisha was talking to you, and even at the very, very beginning of the call, I was feeling the presence of spirit, female energy of someone who's passed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody who's passed, and I felt like it was kind of heart or lung related? Any of that ring a bell with you, Keisha?
That's my
your
dad.
Yeah.
Did
he have a? Was he very sensitive? Because I'm getting a very gentle energy.
He wasn't real sensitive. I don't know about that now, but he didn't play too much.
He did it well.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting the energy of someone from the other side, heart. I thought female, and the thing is, that's the conclusion that I'm making because I don't know. So you have to help
me out.
Well, my
aunt Jane, she also died of, I think, lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was. She was sensitive, but she also she was sensitive but stern. So I don't.
But that's
know.
Okay. That's okay because I don't know who these people are, but there is. I'm getting female, so I think it's gonna be the aunt, and I got heart or lung, so I think that I got a very gentle energy. Like you could be stern and not play because I get that, but still know what's right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's something about her. Yes, there's something about her vibe that she. I don't know if she was a Libra, but she was a very just person. You know, even if you didn't want to hear what she had to say, there was something very, very like you would like roll your eyes like not into her face, but you'd be like, oh, because you know she's right, but it's like you know Mother Teresa. I don't need to be hearing that right now. But
she put you in your place. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, there you go. So for whatever reason, her energy is coming in reaction to this or in response to this.
Yeah.
So I would say dialogue with her energetically because you need help and support. Now, I know, see, the way that Adam just spoke to you, That's his everyday life. Like him and Lolita, they're like, oh, we have 3 exorcisms and, you know, we're going to, like, you know, remove some demons in this house. That's like us going to the store getting, you know, eggs, milk, and cheese. So don't let
I'm not
life.
Trying to scare you here.
Yeah, but
I'm
don't let that. Yeah, but
let
I'm just
you know what's going on.
Yes,
I ain't scared.
I'm not saying you're scary. I'm just saying that's their normal because that's what they do, and that's why this show, we have the full spectrum, you know, because I'm more of an everyday person, and then we have Adam who is, this is his whole vocation, this is his whole life. So it's not to be scared, because I don't get that. You get that sort of strength from your family. Your father has it, your aunt has it, you have it. Your, even your daughter in her own way has that sort of, it's grace. It's grace.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm going to go back to Adam because I feel like you have to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah. But one thing I am seeing with you is that you like to cut through the BS and you like to see what it is for what it is and you like to tell it like it is. You don't have a filter, so I'm not having a filter with you, okay?
Thank you.
That's exactly from
Philadelphia. There is some stuff on you, and you need to get this removed pronto. It has affected the daughter, and it is affecting you, and it has not just affected the daughter being in an accident. This has affected your love life. This has affected your money. This has affected many different areas, okay? And you can build no problem, okay? But every time you build, you'll have it for a little bit, and then something comes and knocks it down. And the disturbances within your home and around your bed and your daughter's bed, those are not fake. I don't know how much you have noticed them, but it's like sometimes that you can be comfortable in there, and other times you don't know why you're so uncomfortable. Okay?
Yeah.
You need to have a little bit of extra hand in working on this situation. So I'm going to suggest to you that you take down my number and call me after the show. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. When you're ready,
waiting.
Let me know. Okay.
I'm waiting. I've been writing so much stuff down all day. I had to get so much information that it was like.
You knew what was happening.
Yep.
All right. That number is 443-319-3366. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, that's my direct line. Give me a call. We'll discuss it a little bit further. There's too many details to go into on the show.
Okay. All right.
Everything's
going to be good,
though. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let the girls take over for a minute. Either Liz, if she has anything else, or Lolita.
No, I'm going to toss it over to Lolita because I jumped in a lot, so we'll throw Lolita in there.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Hello, my Philadelphian friend. What part of Philadelphia are you from?
I'm in Pittsburgh, actually.
Pittsburgh. Okay, I'm from Lansdale. I'm from Pennsylvania, too. So the messages I had for you in the beginning were I had Archangel Indriel, and the message for you is that you're a light worker. God needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all of its inhabitants. Archangel Maya, schooling, studying, and education help your life purpose and personal growth at this time. The angels will guide you and help you with this process. Archangel Crystal, have faith and hope because there is something positive new on the horizon that you can't see. Do you have a daily way of journaling, or what are you doing right now, or does that resonate with you?
It resonates. I don't really journal too much. I mean, my life is so busy, and so I'm always busy. So
right, but always. Well, there's no such thing as hard, but make sure that you honor your process. You know, we can all worry about what's going to happen next, what we can attain, what the monetary gain is, the home gain, but the most abundant gain is really working on that inner child. And working on your inner growth, because that is more abundant, because the more abundant that you're within, the more abundant that your stories reveal around you. You know, so if life is chaos, it's because your internal world is chaos. So it's time to sit down with yourself and honor your process and do the healing work. Remember, time is an illusion. It's all about how much self-worth you have within yourself and how much value you have in yourself. So if you don't sit quiet, at least for 20 minutes a day in the morning and sit down and talk to the inner child, you're doing a disservice. So it's time to shine, and you're supposed to be doing better work, doing, you know, divine work like all of us. But in order to get there, you got to do your own inner homework.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we gave you a handful, girl.
Thank you, guys.
Wonderful.
And I will. I'll be contacting you, Adam. Please.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right. Take
care.
Many blessings to you upon your journey. Next caller today is 417-241. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Linda, and I'm living in Florida. And my question for you is, I want to do a business, and I want to see how that will turn out. If you see anything for me on that.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and tune in for a moment here, Liz. Can you take this one, please?
Yes, going to ask for permission for us to connect to your energy, Linda.
Oh, yes, please do.
All right, go ahead, Adam. You can start.
No, I'm tuning in because I'm getting a whole
bunch
of different messages.
I misunderstood. Uh-huh. I thought you wanted to start.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, so I feel that there's a bit of a hesitation. There's some sort of block, and it's weird because I wouldn't call it a lack of confidence because you're a grown-up and you've learned the lessons from that. But there's something going on that's serving the purpose of resistance or the illusion of being blocked or stuck. Could you tell me what you think that might be? Some alleged obstacle?
Right now, the obstacles I have is I still got a little more work on, I guess, teaching myself on how to do this. And,
there you go.
This product that I'm going to do. And then my next obstacle is I'm going to do it at home, but I got to kind of do it. There's a fine line of doing it at home and actually having a so-called storefront.
But the thing is you have the energy. See, there you go. You have the energetic storefront, the virtual storefront. So own that, because it's as if the child gets born and then you're frustrated that the child at 1 week old isn't running around the way a toddler at 18 months. You're being very, very unrealistically harsh on yourself, and you're not allowing yourself the grace and the breath of process. It's no different than putting the seeds in the ground and then getting mad at the roses 2 days later and digging up the dirt and throwing it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it is, to accept the grace of where you are now. One of the things that I do in my daily profession is I am a private acting and audition coach, and I teach, and I say to my students all the time, please do your worst work now. Let's just get out of the way. Just please, this is the time. Mess it up, please. Don't know the lines. It's not about that. It's taking the cake out of the oven before you even put the oven on to preheat. So that's my biggest clear advice that I can give you is, where's the fire? Where's the rush? Take your time. I'm also getting the energy of grief. Now, I'm not getting a sense of somebody on the other side, but a sense of whether you were impacted by a loss or something not quite working out. Was there something that really affected your heart? In terms of you feel like you lost something.
It could have been my relationship with my husband. I mean, we almost divorced. I don't know if that could be it.
Well, that could totally be it. Okay. So again, it's owning the lessons, owning the pain, owning the disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that was a period of disconnection, right?
Right.
So there's a parallel, because why would it come in? There's a parallel where energetically, in a very different way, you're disconnecting from what you need It's like you deserve to take better care of yourself and to be more patient with yourself instead of abandoning the baby steps. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'm going to throw this over to
Adam. Impatient.
Yeah, and don't, yeah, that's hurting yourself. Don't injure yourself.
Okay.
You know, love
work
and
on that.
Yourself. Yeah, okay. All right.
So yeah, you know what? I could not have said that any better. And I feel that was the exact message that was needed at the moment from my end. So I'm going to leave this over to Lolita now.
Cool.
Hello, Lolita, you
Hi.
With us?
I'm here. I'm sorry, I had you on mute really quick. So the angel message I have for you is I have Archangel Aurora. And it states that you're flying high right now, which may threaten others, but don't descend because others will soon become inspired by your example. Archangel Uriel, your emotions are healing, which enables you to open to greater love. I will help you release anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind. Archangel Bridget, caution is warranted. Look deeper into the situation before proceeding further. Does any of that resonate or help?
Little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so just be gentle with yourself. The baby steps. And, oh, let me share something that I share with my acting students. So much of this is related, and it's really funny because a lot of people in my other life don't know that I'm this clairvoyant and intuitive and psychic and all the other, and they're like, oh, my God, you're so – how you, it's as if you're looking right through me. I'm like, because I am. Anyway, it makes me a really good acting coach. But I teach them about the concept of process. So the first step is practice. Okay, well, you got to just work on whatever it is that you need to do, whatever necessary steps that you have to practice and work at it. The second component to process is frustration. So just own, you could call it impatience because that's what it's, how it's manifesting itself, right? So we have,
right,
so you
absolutely.
Have to practice at it. You'll be impatient or frustrated. And then the third step is release. When you get to the point that you can let that go, to know that you have to put the time in and the due diligence and the effort, and you pick yourself back up again, and you fall down, and you pick yourself back up again, that's life. That's how we earn our wisdom. And if you can just accept, like, oh, good, this is, I'm in phase two of process. Yes, because I'm really impatient, really frustrated. Great. Then you get to the point that if you can identify it, you cut it in half, and then you know, well, the next inevitable step is release. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Now, once you, I understand there's a step that goes through. I completely understand it. Now, once it does come through, do you see that it being successful?
I feel that if you have a very fluid definition of success, so it's a definition that will grow and change along with you as an evolving spirit, evolving human being, and your business. Yes. I feel that if I wake up and I have my health and my children are good and I'm in my space, I feel like a success right there. You follow what I'm saying? So be adaptable with your definition of success. The fact that you're feeling frustrated, well, I'm being really successful at my frustration right now, that's good. So do you see how you can be a little more gentle and playful with yourself? If you are doing work that you love and working towards generating an income, that's very brave. You know, how dare you? The nerve of you. You follow me? You're going to push some buttons. People, we push a lot of buttons choosing to step out of the norm and to go after dare to go after our dreams. So be fluid about what your definition of success is, because I would say yes, the answer is yes, if you are gentle and you adapt to an ever-changing definition of success. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does help me.
All right. All right, good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for all your time.
You are more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, take your time, girl.
Have a good night.
You too, sweetheart.
Nope. Sorry, I think I might have cut her off. I guess she was saying something else.
Well, no, she said bye.
All right. Okay. So our next caller today is going to be brought on momentarily. We want to remind you for private readings and sessions with myself, you can visit our website at howpsychic.com. The link is in the show page. And Liz, go ahead and do your plug-in if you'd like.
Yeah, if you're interested in learning more and having a private session or reading with me, please feel free to email loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com. And I'm the co-host of the Summer View Show, which airs on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. So check out the show.
Wonderful.
There we go.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Lolita, would you like to do your plug-in?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Check out Lolita's
okay,
ice cream parlor in Marietta, Georgia.
Yes. Yes, please. Lolita's ice cream parlor here in Marietta, Georgia. Check it out. All Hershey's ice cream, Philly theme. You guys will love it. All right.
You.
Next caller today is area code 917-627. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Sure. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York, and my question is potential new job opportunities, if there are any out there or any coming in the near future.
Well, there's always opportunities,
okay.
So let's just claim that they exist,
okay.
And then let's make
yes.
it more specific to you. You know, sometimes someone could say, oh, I'll do anything. I'm like, you're going to set yourself on fire? So be very clear about the direction that you want to go in, and that it is within your field of possibility. Is music a big influence in your life?
Yes. It helps me, I guess, alleviate just the daily life, but yes, listening to music.
Well, the question was, is music a strong influence in your life? And the answer is yes, right?
Yes.
In the same way, because we're doing broad strokes here, right? Now, it's interesting. You did broad strokes with your question, jobs, opportunity, very, very general, which is fine. And then when I said music, then you got very specific about your answer. Do you see what I'm trying to point out here? So what I'm saying is I didn't ask you if you played music. I just asked if music was an influence, because I feel an environment that has something to do with music is the direction to gravitate toward. Doesn't mean you're going to be a musician at the, you know, Philharmonic. But to really think that you deserve and you would flourish in an environment that fed your soul, that maybe wouldn't be the first obvious place you think of to get a job, because everybody's talking about a job, but you could make that income, but be in an environment that feeds your soul somehow. That's what I'm trying to get at. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Right, and perhaps, Tim, that's why music came in. Are you looking, and you don't have to tell us what it is, but are you looking at a particular field, or is it just much more general because you need a job?
It's more general because I'm trying to figure out, yes, I do need a job, and I'm just trying to figure out the next move, but I'm trying to think of something.
Perfect. So the next move would be right now it's to generate income and to have a place where you can sort out the bigger picture, which is very smart. But I would say to channel your focus into an environment that you really enjoy. And I feel that whether it's a place where they play music that you like, or it's a place that's music affiliated, I have no idea. But use that as a touchstone, because why would that come in? Why would Spirit give me that to say that to you? So I'm going to turn this over to Adam, but I think that's the direction to go in, and I think you will get something.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really resonating with this one as well. I am seeing that there are a few opportunities in the career field coming up for you. We are looking, you know, between next month and April here. Now, next month and April are going to be very pivotal times for you, March and April. These times are, you know, about you expressing who you are, finding out who you are, flowing with your creative side, and your career has a lot to do with that.
Okay. Got it.
So
great. And,
what is
and you said you're
needed
in New York, 'cause you,
will be provided.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yes.
Go on.
Sorry. And you are in New York, right? 917, I recognize the area code.
Yes.
So you can't pick a better town to have lots of options.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
That is so true.
So I think that's the first breadcrumb. And let's see if Lolita has anything that she wants to.
Yeah. So Lolita has had to go.
Oh, she's
so
not, okay.
It's just us right now, yeah. But
okay,
we want to thank you for calling in, and we
thanks
wish you best of
appreciate
luck upon your journey forward. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller is 540. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Barbara. I'm calling from Virginia, and I'm just wondering if you have any wisdom from Spirit for me.
Well, perfect. So,
wonderful.
Barbara, first
question.
Thing is, want to know if we have permission to connect to your energy, please?
Yes.
Okay, so what you're going to do is take a deep breath, and when you're ready, say the word pick, and then I'll explain what's going to happen after that.
Mm-hmm.
Pick.
Okay. So you just picked a message, and the messages also have numbers affiliated with them. This particular number is 605. 6 is the love number, 0 is source, and 5 is change, okay? And here's the message that you picked for yourself, and this is the message from Spirit. Internal conflict between the inner self and ego shifts into wholeness when you thank your ego for its primal urge to always protect and serve. I'll read it again. Internal conflict between the inner self and ego shifts into wholeness when you thank your ego for its primal urge to always protect and serve. So that's interesting. Have you been kind of hard on yourself?
Yes, and actually that's a beautiful, I was just writing it down as you were saying it, and that's a beautiful message. Absolutely beautiful, and right on.
There you go, darling. So I
wonderful.
Will also write down the number 605, and you can go
okay.
on Google and get the angel definition of that number, because
okay.
there'll be a message in there for you as well. But
wonderful.
Basically, I would say the journey to have, I think you've been yearning for change, positive change in your life.
Yeah.
So the journey to, and that's what the numbers are telling you, the journey to get there is if you love yourself, meaning unifying the ego, the outer and the inner, accepting, mm-hmm. we're supposed to be the birds with one broken wing. That's life. That's being human, okay? So you're very hard on yourself. If you can embrace all the aspects of yourself, with the six is to love yourself. Zero, to get to that place, go to source, meditate. Those things will lead you to adventurous, fun change, which is represented by the five. But do look up the angel definition, the angel number for 605. You could Google it, I'm sure, and see what insight that also provides for you.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Very positive.
You're so welcome. Yay.
Mm-mm. Now, I am picking up on a female who has crossed over and on the other side trying to look out for you. This is an elderly person. Or an older person, seems more like a grandparent or a parent. Do you know who this may be?
I believe it's my mother, which is
And did she wear very floral scents? It's like a very unique scent, but it's floral in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she wants you to know that she's okay. She's on the other side, and she loves you very dearly. And she's trying to look after you, and her views now are different than her views were in life. And you know what? That's not too far off from the way it happens, because when we cross over, we realize a lot more than what we do in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's just what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Yay. Well, you got the whole enchilada, baby. So good luck.
I did. I feel really good.
Oh, that's great. Well, that makes us feel good. Thank you.
Yes, you both. Have a good
day. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, sweetheart. So, Adam. Hi, darling.
Yes.
So, I could probably do one more call, and then I'm going to have to go back to mommy duty.
That's okay. We are actually going to end the show now after this next caller.
Perfect.
Okay. So, works out. All right. Next caller is, and the last caller for today, if we don't get to you, I do apologize. Please stay tuned for tomorrow's show, All You Curse, Cross, Hexed, or Possessed. Next caller today is area code 631. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question. Sorry, your first three digits are 909.
Suzanne.
Yes, hello, Suzanne.
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay, all these people from New York, I love it. We need permission to connect to your energy, Suzanne?
Sure.
All right, darling. So we only have a couple of minutes, so what's your question for us?
I'm going on a job interview. I just need to get something full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the question is?
Do you see me getting it?
What's the question?
Do you see me
getting
it? Do you
want the job?
Yeah.
Do you want that particular job? Is it that one that you really have your heart set on, that particular job?
You know what it is? I can't. I mean, it's a daycare center, but I have to work. You know, I can't have my money coming. No.
Right, of course, nobody can. The thing is, I feel the reason why I put that question out there, you probably will get the job, but I don't know if it's going to be the job for you.
Well, I can't keep quitting jobs and stuff in hopes of getting better ones, so I'm just going to stick it out. I have to.
All right, Adam, I'm going to turn it over to you. Okay.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right. So here's what's going to happen. You are going to get the job. You are going to be able to stay there as long as you'd like. But it's not about quitting the jobs to walk away and try and find something better. Stick with what you get. And then while you have it, look for another job. Stay with it until you've got a guaranteed position at a better place. What I'm feeling is that better position is coming up in May. Now, it could come up later
really
on.
Really, in May? Because schools are going to be closing in June, end of June.
I understand, but
better,
it's not about
said,
what this
he
world
said a
does.
He
it's
said a better position,
alignment.
So we don't know what – we don't know –
mm-hmm.
You got to let God do God's job.
Yeah.
So the way that we're answering the question, you have very specific ideas what that is or what that might look like. But the theme of the show is, yes, we have jobs, but then we also have our work. So to be open, because you're making an assumption, is that the only work that's out there? You could be looking for a completely different job while you're at the school job.
Yeah.
So you have yourself, excuse me, painted into a little bit of a corner of assumption. And what's interesting, I am going to have to go because my throat is closing up. And that tells me about about you articulating your self-worth and your value to the world and not settling. And if you can articulate that without it getting choked up, without it not really clean, you have a voice and something to say. So you can
No, I know
job.
I do, but I don't have, like, clerical skills and this and that. And I have to support myself. So I just can't, you know, wait forever.
But who's saying to wait? Adam said you were going to get the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam said
you're
going to
get the job.
Mm-hmm. So learn to listen. Learn to listen to your soul. Learn to listen. Because we're saying lots of things, and I don't think you're hearing us.
No, no, I understand. I get what you're saying, but I'm not going to, like, just get the job. I'm applying all over and working at the same time and then start looking again as soon as I get this job in March to get another job in May. You see what I'm saying?
No one said that. No one's saying that. You're saying that. The only person saying that is you.
No, no, I know, but how am I going to get a job if I don't apply for them? You see what I'm saying?
The way anybody gets a job. We're not saying that.
Jobs and opportunities can come out of nowhere, even when you're not looking for them. Because God always
presents something.
You follow?
Be open.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
Okay.
That's what we're
doing.
There you go. There you go. There's a whole... We just want you to see there's a whole other side. It's like not knowing that you have a back. You know what I mean? There's a whole 360 panoramic view of possibilities in life. That's all Adam and I are trying to say to you.
Understand, but I can't keep working and job hunting. It's exhausting.
Of course, nobody can.
We understand that, okay?
We understand, and
we
appreciate your call.
That there are going to be many opportunities for you.
Right.
And right now, you're going to get this job. You're going to be able to maintain it. You're going to be able to keep it, okay? And you might even be able to spend maybe 15 minutes a week and apply for something else.
Okay, we're going to let you go.
Okay,
let's let her go.
Yeah, we're
okay, we're going
to
let you go.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. We're going to let you go. And Adam, we should wrap out the show because we really are over time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
people
need to receive at their level, and we can just, you know, leave it at that. So we answered the question, and we'll just keep it moving.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, we want to thank everyone for calling in to today's show. You have been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been Liz and Adam, your co-host. We're now signing off. We want to wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.